Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf, the program that joins your houses or your cars or anywhere else you might be with a book every week. Since the earliest days, mankind has always believed in some sort of a god, although they may have disagreed about his characteristics and traits. Theists form the greater majority of today's world, although they may differ on how much religion is allowed to interfere in our personal lives. We seek God for several reasons. One is our innate feeling that such a being exists. We understand we must have a creator. We get the sense that that creator is where we originate from. And so it's also where we belong to. And every person wants to go back to their roots because that's who they really are. In addition, we believe in a God who is powerful enough to put things right, because we have an innate understanding that things should be organized and there should always be someone who can enforce order when the people won't. Of course, we're talking about malevolent disorder. Otherwise, in some cases, diversity and disorder actually result in new achievements, better standards, and deeper understandings. For that, there must be a being capable of setting things right when everything goes wrong. Understanding who our God is perhaps the most fundamental element that sets our values, priorities, and behavior. If you have a God who doesn't care about the world he built, you probably won't care about the world beyond what affects you or the things that you care about. If you have a God who insists on helping others, then you're probably the kind who tries to be as benevolent as you can. An attentive God has attentive subjects. An oppressive God has oppressive subjects. In Islam, our God is loving, he's honest, he's generous. But are Muslims the same? Do they reflect their Lord? I don't think so, because belief in God isn't just in what you claim. If you really believe, then you act. All students agree that education is the way to success, but only the students who really believe in it actually put the effort to study hard. If your actual belief is that the dollar can solve problems that God can't, then you'll easily step on God's orders, for instance, to be honest, and instead you'll lie in order to obtain the real problem solver. That is, the wealth. We should know who our God is, how he communicates with us, and what his message is. We should commit ourselves to our findings and make it our lifelong policy. Then, that's when we are a true believer. After the break, we're going to introduce a book exactly for that aim. Stay tuned. You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of knowing our God, his messenger, and his message because we are strongly influenced by who we practically believe our God to be. Today's book is just about that. The Revealer, The Messenger, The Message by Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, translated by Dr. Mahmoud Ayyub and published by World Organization for Islamic Services. This is a mere 48-page book on belief in God, his existence, and his attributes. Belief in the Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, and in prophethood, and belief in the message of Islam. The book is divided into three parts: The Revealer, which is God, The Messenger, which is Muhammad, and the message. The contents of this book are: belief in God the Exalted, the scientific argument for the existence of God, how to apply the method to prove the existence of the Creator, the philosophical argument, the attributes of God. In chapter 2, which is about the messenger, we read about the general phenomenon of prophethood, demonstration of the prophethood of the greatest messenger, Muhammad, the role of the outside factors and influences. In part 3, which is about the message, we talk about Islam. After we come back, we're going to read an excerpt of this book, so stay tuned.
7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf with a book titled The Revealer, The Messenger, The Message by Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. I'm going to be reading page 28 from this book, which is about God's justice and rectitude. We all believe through our native intuition and a priori reason in general values that must govern our conduct. These are values which assert that justice is truth and goodness and wrongdoing is falsehood and evil. We also believe that whosoever deals justly with others is worthy of respect and praise, and whosoever commits wrongdoing and treachery deserves the opposite. These values, from the point of view of native intuition and the science of induction, are fundamental in directing human conduct aright, providing that there are no obstacles such as ignorance or the quest for material personal gain. This is because every human being, if faced with the choice between truth or falsehood in his dealings with others, or between trustworthiness and treachery, would choose truth over falsehood and trustworthiness over treachery, provided that there is no personal reason or special interest that may cause him to deviate from these values. This means that whosoever has no personal interest in committing falsehood or treachery would deal truthfully and with trustworthiness and justice in his daily conduct. This principle applies exactly to the wise Creator, praise and exalted be He, for He encompasses all these values which we discern with our native reason, because He granted us this rational faculty. Because of His absolute power and sovereignty over this universe, He has no need for any bargaining or recourse to clever maneuvers. Thus, we believe that God is just and would not wrong anyone. The values in which we believe enjoin justice, straightforwardness, trustworthiness, truthfulness, fidelity, and other such qualities, and condemn their opposites. They do not just enjoin good qualities and condemn bad ones, they also call for the appropriate reward or punishment for each. The untainted native intellect perceives that wrongdoers and traitors deserve blame, and just and trustworthy people who are ready to sacrifice everything in the way of justice and truth deserve praise. Every one of us finds in his own conscience the tendency, based on these values, to blame the deviant wrongdoer and to land the just and straightforward person. The only obstacle in the way of this attitude is a person's inability to take a suitable stance or his own personal prejudice.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So this is a very interesting book. Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr is one of the greatest scholars in the history of Shia Islam. If you missed our program, you don't have to worry. We introduced the book, The Revealer, The Messenger, The Message, by Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, translated by Dr. Mahmoud Ayyub, and published by World Organization for Islamic Services. You can download an archive of our program from our website. Until next week, and a lot of reading from the whole team here on IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. Thank you.